الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about one more remark or statement that was made by the Yahud regarding the inkar and the denial of the nubuwwat of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is now a tasliyah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being comforted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is telling him that don't be bothered, don't worry about these statements and remarks, because definitely a day is going to come that they are going to be paid in full their reward for whatever they said, whatever they did, and that is on the day of Qiyamah. So inevitably death is going to come, and after that will come Ba'ath, that is resurrection, and then they will be rewarded for whatever they did or said in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. So this is the connection between this verse and the previous verse, which was actually talking about the statement regarding that inkar, the denial of nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is comforting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that, listen, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. In other words, these Yahudis will also taste death one day. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The only time and place you will be paid in full your reward for whatever you did in this dunya will be when? On that day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ. That's the whole point of the Qiyamah, because يَوْمُ الْجَزَاء is basically al-i'adatu lil-jaza. Resurrection is for jaza. That is why we live in this world, we do deeds, and on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us our reward for whatever we did. So this is فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. Allah says, whoever is made distant from the fire of Jahannam, whoever is kept far away from the fire of Jahannam and is admitted into Jannah, then this is a successful person. This person has succeeded in this dunya. So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from these people. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this worldly life is nothing but مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. So this is a temporary enjoyment, which is basically an enjoyment of deception, because it makes man think that I'm going to live here in forever. So he prepares for whatever he believes that here, this is how man prepares. Sometimes you see a person, the way he prepares for himself in this dunya, it is as if he is going to live here in this dunya forever. So this has deceived him. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this ghurur, deception. Here we see in this verse another tafsir written by Ibn al-Jawzi. He says the idea and the reason for why this verse was revealed, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. There was another verse in Quran that was revealed, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. He says in that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people that Malakul Maut, who is in charge of you, he is definitely going to come and take your souls away in full, and then you are going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people said that this is regarding Banu Adam, that is insan, you and I. But what about the souls of the jinn, the souls of the birds, the tayr, and the an'am, the animals? So then this verse was revealed. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every nafs will taste death. Every nafs shall taste maut, shall taste death. Another verse comes in Quran, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ. Everything will come to an end. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only the that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. So here in his tafsir he says there's a certain indication towards tahdeed. Herein lies a threat for the mukathibin, for all those people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who turned away from iman and disdain to believe. Here in this verse there lies a threat that these people should realize that the day of jaza is going to come, quickly make tawbah and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring iman. And then he says in this verse also comes tazheed fi dunya. For the believers we should see that if death is going to come and we are going to be rewarded on the day of Qiyamah, then this should cause some sort of disinclination and disattachment from our hearts. Right now our hearts are connected very much with the dunyawi things of with the things of this worldly life. So this should cause some this should disconnect us from this worldly life. This is called zuhd. It should create within us zuhd, and now we should abstain from the worldly things. And then he says that this also is a tambih ala qareeb al-ajal, that your ajal, the balance of your life, that you are going to remain here in this dunya. He says that this is now pointing out towards something, that prepare for the next world by doing a'mal salihah, because this world is just temporary. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to prepare for the next world, for the akhirah, by doing good deeds.